Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news.
Take pride in knowing that you have inherited a rich tradition of service, valor, and honor.
That was the voice of former Governor General Michael Jean presenting a flag to members of the Canadian Navy at the Halifax Garrison Grounds in June 2009. In honor of International Women's Day, Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson will present the key to the city to Jean on Tuesday at his annual International Women's Day breakfast. Jean is being given the award in recognition of her career as a journalist, UNESCO Special Envoy for Haiti, Secretary General of La Francophonie, and as a former representative of the Crown. Receiving the key to the city is the highest civic honor in Ottawa. Recipients from previous years include Canadian figure skater Barbara Ann Scott in 1948, the future Queen Elizabeth in 1951, and former Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau in 1968. The key is awarded annually to distinguished persons and honored guests. The ceremony was born from medieval tradition when cities were difficult to enter because of their high walls and heavily guarded gates. Historically, the literal key to the city was awarded as a symbol of trust, but it also functioned as a way for the elite to pass through a given city without fear of reproach. Jean was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, in 1957, under the dictatorship of François Papadoc Duvalier. In 1965, Jean's father was arrested and tortured by the government and fled to Canada 2 years later. Jean, her mother, and her sister joined him the following year, settling together in Thetford Mines, Quebec. Jean's father was traumatized from his time in prison, which eventually caused her parents to get a divorce. Jean moved to Montreal with her mother and sister, where she obtained her bachelor's degree in Italian and Spanish from the University de Montréal. She went on to study for her master's degree, eventually becoming fluent in 5 languages, including French and Haitian Creole. In 1986, Jean started working as a journalist in Haiti for the Canadian French language news program Le Point. She was subsequently hired by Radio Canada, the French language division of CBC, where she became the first Black Canadian to work in French TV news. She worked as a reporter on numerous Francophone news programs until eventually launching her own current affairs show, Michael, in 2004. Jean was sworn in as Governor General in September 2005 and was the first Black person to hold the office.
Do you solemnly affirm that you will be well and truly serve Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in the office of Governor General and Commander-in-Chief of Canada, and duly and impartially administer justice?
I do.
At her swearing in, Jean encouraged Canadians to come together in the name of freedom and unity.
From Signal Hill to Vancouver Island, from Baffinland to Thetford Mines, the freedom that is ours unites us all.
Jean was the subject of scrutiny for some Canadians due to her dual French and Canadian citizenship, which she later renounced. In 2008, Jean controversially permitted then-Prime Minister Stephen Harper to prorogue Parliament for 7 weeks, which spared him from being replaced by the Liberal leader Stéphane Dion. During her tenure, Jean advocated for human rights and the rights of Black Canadians and immigrants to Canada. She also sought to dissolve historical tensions between English-speaking and French-speaking Canadians. She served as Governor General until 2010, when she was replaced by David Johnston. She then became the UNESCO Special Envoy to Haiti, where she worked to help Haitians to recover following the catastrophic earthquake of 2012. In a public address, Jean expressed her gratitude to Canadians for their outpouring of support for the Haitian people at the time.
What brings me back to life and gives me hope are all the messages that have reached me, expressions of sympathy and solidarity with the families in mourning, those who have been devastated, anguished, and overwhelmed by this slaughtering of human lives.
An influential figure in the international Francophone community, Jean was appointed Secretary General of the International Organization of Francophones in 2014. In her acceptance speech, Jean expressed optimism for French-speaking African nations, which have displayed a higher degree of international unity since the creation of the African Union in 2001.
This is what is happening right now. I see it happening in Africa. I see it happening everywhere. Countries are coming together. And in that space that we call La Francophonie, there are so many strengths.
The first woman and the first Canadian to hold the position, Jean remained in her role until 2018. Jean's advocacy work has continued throughout her life. In 2010, she created the Michael Jean Foundation, which brings the arts to underprivileged youth in rural and northern communities. She served until 2014 as chancellor to the University of Ottawa, where there is a building named after her. Jean will receive the key to Ottawa at 9 a.m. on Tuesday during an online celebration hosted by Watson and Councillor Teresa Cavanaugh, the city's liaison for women and gender equity. Residents can watch the ceremony online at City of Ottawa on YouTube. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.